Yomis Yerushalmi corresponds to Yomis Babli, Daf Kufay. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samaches Madalas at the first Mishnah of Halacha Gimel. Also, Rokaka Avalei Kroasa Chalitza Sekshera. Also, Rokaka Avalei Holsa Chalitza Sepsula. Mishnah says if she removed his shoe and spat but did not recite the Psukim, a Chalitza is kosher. If she recited and spat but did not remove the shoe, a Chalitza is possible. Rebbe says that she removed and she recited, but she didn't spit. A chalitza says possible. Rebbe Kiva aimer chalitza sekshera. Rebbe Kiva says her chalitza is kosher. Amr Rebbe kacha yaseh davar shu maaseh ma'akev. Rebbe said, learning from the phrase in Dvarim Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Tes, kacha yaseh, so shall be done, that every action is ma'akev, means every action is essential for chalitza. Only Rabbi Kiva, Misham Vaya, Kacha Yaseh, Leish, Dava Shu Maaseh Ha'ish. Rabbi Kiva says, so are we done to the man, only actions to the Yavam are essential. Gemara says, Shmu Amar Chalsa V'Layaka Toik. Shmu said that if she removed but didn't spit, then she spit, means she must spit in order to marry to someone who is not the Yavam. She's forbidden to the Yavam due to this Chalitza though. But Asik Reb Lezer, this is like Reb Lezer. Bila b'shem Reb Lezer, chalsa avalei kroasa, avalei roka, chalitzasa psula. Bila, quoting the Amor Reb Lezer, said that if she removed but didn't recite and didn't spit, the chalitza is possible. Oiti to Reb Lezer, also this is like Reb Lezer, according to Reb Kiva, the chalitza is kosher, and Chacham hold that the chalitza did nothing. The Gemara will say immediately. Divrei Chachamim, Rabbi Abba b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, she said, Rabbi Zurikan, Mati b'Abba b'shem, b'av chalsa avalei roka, roka avalei chalsa, Loi, you should say, Loi Asta, Klum, Ash Tachloi Tzitoi. According to Chachamim, Rabbi Abba quoting Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Zikun leaned to say in the name of Rav that if she removed but didn't spit, or she spat but didn't remove, she did nothing, the Yibim is still permitted until she removes and spits. Rabbi Abba Gba Kwame Rabbi Imi, Ikdima Rakika Lechalitza. Rabbi Abba asked Rabbi Imi, what if she spat before she removes the shoe? What's the law? Amalei Kamishahein al Seida Rabbi Imi said, it's as if she did them in the proper order. Kiddush v'gufay shel she say simfin. Rabbi Abba asked, if one was Makadish with a document, was he Makadish also with the document itself or only with what was written in it? Amalei Batanyan Shabai Kiddush. Rabbi Imi answered, he was Makadish only with the stipulation, means what was written in it. Therefore, even if it's written on Issa HaNoah Midrabonon and she cannot acquire it, since it's considered money, she is Mekudeshes. Ma'u liftayach chaloi mitzis lachotza ha-shutfin lamala me'aba amis. Me'aba asked, what may one open a mitzi window, means it's too small to put one's head through it, into a chotza of partners above 4 amis. Amalei, kenan amin, listoim avira aba alma, wafoi. Rabbi Yemi answered that yes, we say that one cannot block the wall, means everyone else, from getting air. Amar bin Asa, Kain Amar Man de Boil Meir Bad Beisa, Kamen Shoibach, Le Shamele. Rabbi Asa gave a different version, which is, Rabbi Imi told him, one who wants to make his house like a davkot, means with small openings high above the ground, do we not listen to him? Meaning it's permitted. Now come to the next Mishnah, Ha'alach Adalid, Ha'cheresh, Ha'shenechlatz, Ha'chereshes Shecholtza, Ha'chalitzes, Lekotten, Ha'chalitzes, Ha'psula. It's the Yavam, or Yavama was a deaf mute, or he was a minor, the Chalitza is possible. The Tana Shechorza Tachleitz, Mishitagdil, the only Chorza Chalitza Sakshera. If she was a minor, she does Chalitza again when she becomes an adult, and if she didn't, the Chalitza was kosher. Gemara says, Amar B'Yochan She'ini Yechonin Loima, V'Omar, V'Omar. B'Yochan says that if she was, he or she was a deaf mute, the Chalitza is possible, because they cannot say the Psukim. And the Torah said, he will say and she will say. Rabbi Ma'akeves is reciting the Pesukim essential. And Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Avoy Lekuya in Kriya Ma'akeves, Shein Avoy Lekuya Kriya Ma'akeves. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak answered that if one is able to recite, then reciting is not Ma'akev. If one is not able to recite, then reciting is Ma'akev. Hamantani, Nakol Chayavim Bar Yitzchak, Chutz Mechei Shoyte V'Kotten. And the Mishnah says, Ula obligated in Riyat means to enter the Mikdash in Ofuk and Oila on the 3 festivals, except for a cheresh, a lunatic, or a child. Avaya b'shem Rebbe Elazar, l'man yishmun, Raman Yomadun. From here we know to exclude one who speaks but cannot hear. What is the source to exclude a cheresh who hears but cannot speak? Rabila b'shem Rabilaza leman, she said leman Yomadu leman Yelamedu. We read Oleman Yomadu, like Oleman Yelamedu means they will teach, not they will learn. It's written about Hakel, we learn we hear from Hakel. Rabbi Yonah had a amma leis klonin to Rabbi klonin. Rabbi Yonah further, Rabbi's general rules are not accurate, meaning there's more cases. The Tanina Taman, Cheresh and Madame Ben Hashemir, lay a trim. The Mishnah says, a Cheresh who speaks but cannot hear may not declare trimmer, but the Yerid is trimmer. The Cheresh that Chachamim discussed everywhere cannot hear and cannot speak. So on Mema, Madame Ben Hashemir, Cheresh, Mema Madame, Cheresh. We're assuming that our Mishnah exempts one who lacks his ability for one who speaks but cannot hear, means a cheresh, who's the one who hears but cannot speak, is a cheresh. Talinan cheresh, shenechlat, v'cheresh shecholsa, v'cholitzes, lekotten, chalitzas, apsula. We're supportive in the Mishnah that if a cheresh did chalitza, or a chereshes did chalitza, or one did chalitza to a minor, it is possible. V'amav yirchon, shenechon leima, v'amav v'amav. Yirchon explained, cheresh and chereshes is a possible. Because they cannot fulfill, he will say and she will say. This disqualifies even if they can hear. Which says that the cheresh that chacham discussed everywhere cannot hear and cannot speak. And this supports Rabbi Yonah, who said that Rabbi's klolim are not accurate. Also, the cheresh includes one who is able to hear or speak, but not both. Ma ben katan, ma ben katana. Rishmo, the Rebbe Yossi asked Rebbe, what's the difference between a minor yavam and a minor yavama? Amalei, ish ksiv b'parsha, b'amhacha, b'nikshel yivim toy elav, mikal makim. The answer is, Rebbe says that ish is written in the parsha and the yavam must be an adult. However, here it says, v'yiksha yivim toy means in any case, even if she is a minor. Rimana Amma La Stam, Rabbi Yitzhak Boy Dubichia, Matib Vashem Rabbi Yonah, to Rabbi Mehi. Rabbi Mana and Rabbi Yitzhak Boy Dubichia, Kriti Rabbi Yonah said that our mission to qualify a katana, the Chatchilamin, is then that's like Rabbi Meir. Dama in Cholsim Leimab, Yabmin as a katana, Shema Timsa El Islandess. But Meir says that a katana may not do Chalitza Yibm, lest you be found to be an Islandess. Now Halacha, hey? If Chalitza was done with two judges or with three and one was found to be a relative apostle, the Chalitza is possible. It once occurred that a Yavam and Yavama did Chalitza by themselves in jail. The case came in front of Rabbi Kiva and he was Machshir. The episode was in jail, and the case came in front of Rabbi Kiva when he was in jail. Made himself like a peddler, so the guards would not realize that he came for the Beit Torah. One day he passed in front of Rabbi Kiva's cell and announced, "Who wants needles? Who wants sinoim, which is small forks of spinning gold? If she did chalitza between him and her without any witnesses, what's the law?" I digle rekiba min kavasar amalei islach kushim islach kushim. Rekiba looked out the window and said to him, "Do you have kushim, means rods for spinning? Do you have kosher, meaning it is kosher?"